This is Jay Sekulow with breaking news. The House Intelligence Committee should be entitled Shredding the Constitution.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
My dad will be joining us. He just had to step out. And we are watching, folks, I mean, live on television. And I think stay with us for this hour because we're breaking it down for you, this hearing. The live shredding of the U.S. Constitution and the separation of powers and the role of the president to be able to speak to another president without facing the threat of impeachment because you don't like his politics and you've wanted to get him since before he even took the oath of office. Let's set the stage. Remember, FBI counterintelligence investigation based off a phony dossier that Peter Strzok admitted. Peter Strzok fired. Okay? Then Jim Comey leaks information to get a special counsel. Jim Comey fired. Special counsel finds nothing, no collusion with Russia, no obstruction. Then the House Judiciary Committee tries to find, well, they didn't come to a conclusion on obstruction, only DOJ did, only the Department of Justice. So the House will try, and they looked foolish. So now they went back to something that started with Joe Biden, who was bragging about getting a Ukrainian prosecutor fired and threatened Ukraine's president and said, if you don't do it, you won't get $1 billion. And now we've got a deep state whistleblower, once again, who is a partisan opposed to the president, who has filed a complaint, who did their own research, who overheard this, who never saw it directly, who went around asking people questions, and this is now where we are today in our democracy, in our country. Not much more than a year out from the next election, the U.S. House preparing to try and impeach the President of the United States. Of course, that would have to go to the Senate, where it is very unlikely, or unlikely to say the least, to actually occur. But that's the willingness they will go to damage our president. Our president who stands up for religious liberty at the UN, for the persecuted, for pro-life, for the unborn, who stands up for Israel, who stands up for the American taxpayer, who stands up for American businesses, who stands up for our border security and our military. Oh, they don't like that on the left. And when Adam Schiff opened the hearing, little Adam Schiff, opened his hearing today. And he's been lying about this the whole time. He thought there was collusion even after. Now, let's play it. It's a minute long. Let's play it for everybody.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country. Very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it, on this and on that. I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
That was a made-up, phony lie by Adam Schiff. You will not find those words in the actual unclassified transcript written down by 2 CIA officers in the White House Situation Room that it's unprecedented we're even able to see this kind of transcript, and Adam Schiff had to make one up to make it sound worse. He is a disgrace. This is a disgrace. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We tell you in the next red wave, be ready to fight the deep state. Get your copy today, the next red wave.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Exchange last night I had on Fox News with one of the partners of the attorneys for the whistleblower, who ended up trying to disagree with me when I said, thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for bringing about the next red wave by moving forward with an impeachment move against the president of the United States, because that's worked well in recent history. Ask Republicans about that and how that worked for them. Who ended up leaving office? Republicans. Newt Gingrich, not Bill Clinton. His popularity rating went up. Look at the polls right now. The American people are disgusted that the Democrats are doing this. Folks, at the end of this interview I did with Shannon Bream, I said that, and the guy said, no, that's a blue wave because you know, it's an impeachment. And when you're impeached, you win. He got that confused. But they don't understand what they are doing. I want to hear from you. Really excite the base. I mean, how many more of you are going to put a Trump bumper sticker on your car now than would have maybe 2 days ago? More proud to stand up for your president under these gross attacks that all started from these anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-American socialist like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And they were the first ones calling for impeachment. Remember that. They have taken over the Democrat Party, and Nancy Pelosi is but a shell for the far left and people like Adam Schiff, who have still claimed that there is Russian collusion and the president should be impeached over that, even though Bob Mueller and his whole legal team and $40 million in 2 years and millions of documents and interviews couldn't find any collusion whatsoever. Adam Schiff is a partisan hack. And he made up dialogue today. It was horrendous the way he started that hearing. Let me read what Elise Stefanik, and I know Elise, a congresswoman from New York, we came up together in the political and the campaign world, actually. And she ran for Congress. She won. She has not always been like this, the most strongest supporter of the president and certainly one of the more moderate Republicans. And I'm not trying to say anything wrong about her as someone I know. But again, she wrote this about Adam Schiff. She tweeted, "It is disturbing and outrageous that chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, opens up a hearing of this importance with improvised fake dialogue between President Trump and President Zelensky. We should focus on the facts." And here's what Britt Hume had to say in follow-up to Elise's Congresswoman Stefanik's. tweet. If the conversation were as damning as Schiff and the rest of the Democrats would like, he would have simply read directly from it instead of making up dialogue. Probably not surprising in light of the extravagant collusion claims he made for 2 years. 1-800-684-3110. We are going to go right to our team as we cover this and continue to analyze it. So we got the letter. We got the transcript yesterday, and we went through that on the broadcast. Five-page readout. That's what Adam Schiff made up. He made up a new story of that. Today, we got the complaint that was filed by the whistleblower. Let me start with Andy. We're going to work through the complaint as well. It is a narrative, okay? It is like a spy novel, made-up spy novel based off hearsay, is my opinion. But let's start with Harry, with Andy.
Well, I looked at the document as a lawyer looks at a document and whether or not it would stand up in court and how it would stand up in court, because that's the way you do things in the United States judicial system. You look at the document itself and you say whether or not any of this stuff would be admissible in court. And the first thing that stuck out with me was the following statement that this so-called whistleblower made. I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. Now, that's all I have to hear to know. Objection, hearsay, sustained.
But it's interesting because the director of national intelligence was just asked by the House committee, I mean, just literally moments ago, whether he, and this was from Adam Schiff, whether he thought an investigation was necessary. And the DNI, the acting DNI, said, that is not a decision I make. And then Schiff comes back and says, it's enough paraphrasing here. And then he says, and I again, this is important. Well, I find it rather ironic, this is Schiff speaking, that the DNI wouldn't opine on this. Harry, that makes no sense. DNI is the director of national intelligence. He's not the committee chairman or the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee.
Nor is he the director of the Office of Legal Counsel. Nor is he the inspector general of the intelligence community. So I think Andy is absolutely correct. One of the issues here is that it is hearsay, and this particular whistleblower, his testimony lacks credibility, at least in one sense, because the inspector general found that he was infected by political bias. He was supporting a political rival of President Trump. So in some sense, the whistleblower's complaint could dispassionately be described as potentially an interference in the U.S. election if we look at this objectively.
And there's a foreign policy component here. The president of the United States is not subject to this kind of, you know, first of all, no president has released their private conversations with world leaders. So what Adam Schiff is doing is putting the national security interests of the United States at risk by having this charade today in Washington, D.C.
And he's been doing this for years. This is a guy who he's dangerous for the country. Adam Schiff is House Intelligence Chair. And he made up, can I get your remarks on this? I mean, he made up the entire beginning. I just want to play this for people again, because I want to go through the panel on this. And then I want to play, I think, the response to this from a congressman, was it Winstrip? Yeah, Congressman Winstrip from Ohio. But first, this is how Adam Schiff opens up the hearing. Instead of reading from the president's phone call, which was unprecedented that he even got access, that Adam Schiff even got access as House Intelligence Chair with all the classifications he gets, he would never get a readout of the transcript between of two world leaders. And he did, and yet it was supposed to be so bad that they're impeaching the president, right? I mean, they have an impeachment inquiry coming, and they're going to, vote on impeachment? But if it was so bad, why didn't he just read from the transcript? Why did he have to make up a narrative, a story, a lie, I wish this is how it sounded, or I wish these are the words that were said, because that's what he did. And the American people need to know what Adam Schiff opened the hearing with was not the transcript. It was a made-up dialogue of what he wished the transcript was. Take a listen.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it, on this and on that. I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
You know what? Adam Schiff is forgetting that the president's talking about how they're going to meet up in Poland. He's not saying, you know, don't call me, I'll call you. He said, hey, we're going to see each other soon. It'll be great. And then the president of Ukraine said, maybe you come to Ukraine after that. He said, and the president said, well, we'll definitely meet in Poland. And they met yesterday at the UN General Assembly. And you know what the president of the Ukraine said? Do we have that bite? The president of Ukraine sat with President Trump in the middle of all this. If he wanted to bury the president of the United States, if he thought that this president was coming after him and really was pressuring the Ukraine and needed something that needed to be done, like Adam Schiff is acting like, he had the moment. He was sitting next to the president of the United States, and he got asked, were you pushed? Did you feel pushed at all? And the president of the Ukraine, who's a tough guy, said, absolutely not. I never felt pushed by the president. Here's what Congressman Winstrup, a Republican from Ohio on the Intelligence Committee, said in response to that absurd opening statement by Adam Schiff.
I think it's a shame that we started off this hearing with fictional remarks, the implication of a conversation that took place between a president and a foreign leader, putting words into it that did not exist. They're not in the transcript. And I will contend that those were intentionally not clear. And the chairman described it as parody. And I don't believe that this is the time or the place for parody when we are trying to seek facts.
You know, again, folks, not the time for parody. When we get back, we're going to continue to analyze. We did the transcript yesterday, but we wanted to focus in on that again because Adam Schiff made up one. When we come back, we're going to go through the complaint that we're now all seeing. It's unprecedented that the Trump administration is even releasing this information. This is the most transparent president in history now. I mean, in history. Folks, we knew it was coming. The book is doing great because of you. We need you to go buy at the bookstores or order at the Next Red Wave, the ebook, the hardback, the Next Red Wave. We told you that in this book, the deep state's coming for him.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
All right. This show's been moving fast. This hearing continues. We are calling it a live shredding of the U.S. Constitution by Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee and the Democrats on that committee. Let me encourage you folks, the next red wave, it's been out now just a couple of days. It's doing great. And I'm not just saying doing great because the sales and, you know, how much money it makes. You know, it's doing great because of how many people are getting the book. And that means that the publisher will print out more copies of the book. It'll be at more bookstores, and more people will get their copy of The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression. Well, that's on display today. Rhino Betrayal. We've seen that from Mitt Romney types already. And maybe a little bit from Ben Sasse, already speaking a little bit too early, I would say. And these are guys, one I've worked for in the past, one I've had on this broadcast before, but maybe hold your tongue until you have the information like the Democrats should have done. So Rhino Betrayal, how do we fight that? And Deep State Subversion, which we are now dealing with. When we wrote this book, we knew that it would not be over with Russia, that the deep state actors would keep coming at President Trump. Two of us, me along with one of my co-authors, are on the president's legal team, and we were focused on the president's legal team on the Russia matter and the Mueller investigation. Okay, you need to get this book. It is the roadmap to victory. Nancy Pelosi's impeachment move, I think, helps us to get the grassroots going even earlier and stronger. We go through it, how to do it. It's very political, how to get organized, what to do, how we win in 2020, and what is at stake if we don't. And I think you're seeing live right now how bad it would be to have one of those leftist Democrat presidential candidates running the country, because it would be like Adam Schiff is president of the United States. It's a scary thought. Buy your copy of The Next Red Wave today. Go to your bookstore and buy it. I know Barnes & Noble's got it. Books A Million's got it. Places I think like Target and Walmart have it, if not, at least online. But if you go to thenextredwave.com, we have all the places you can get the ebook. People have asked. The audio book is available as well. I did the audio, so it was great. Our team did that. We've got a great audio book because, we have this full radio studio with a full production team. So if you're an audio book listener, that's available at, you know, places like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, through Apple as well, and wherever else you get your audiobooks. If you're an audiobook buyer, you know where you go to get your audiobooks. It's a really good one because we're professional production, and we know how to do this. And again, so the ebook, the hardback, Amazon, if you're an Amazon Prime member, I mean, you can probably sometimes get it today. So you can get it delivered today. It is a read that you need to have right now. Because we've got to be prepared. This is an ongoing war now. Okay, there was a battle with Mueller, but there's a big war, and it's not just about the election. It's about shredding the U.S. Constitution, and it's about taking down a president because you don't like their politics and you don't like that he's draining this deep state bureaucratic swamp creatures, which we talk about. Get your copy of The Next Red Wave, as Sean Hannity said. On the front cover, The Next Red Wave is a must-read for anyone who cares about America. Go now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ebook, hardback. I encourage you folks, do it today. Let's go right to the team. So, Andy, again to you. Yeah. We got the readout of the phone call. Now we have the unclassified portion of the complaint.
Correct.
Filed by the secret whistleblower who wants to remain right. Anonymous, who is some intelligence person. I want to point out what you said first. It is in the first page, and the intelligence and what the person the person says was very important, Andy. Right on the top, right in the beginning of their complaint, they note what we both highlighted. What?
I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. That means everything I know, I heard from somebody else, or somebody else told somebody else, and I found out about it. And if you go to page 3 of the complaint, White House officials told me this information, and they were deeply disturbed by what transpired. In the officials' retelling, not firsthand knowledge, but someone retold them. Again, hearsay, objection, sustained. I was told by White House officials that no other cases were discussed. Who told you? Who were these other White House officials that no other cases were discussed? Who are they? Why are you not telling us who they are? Why are they not coming forward? Hearsay, objection, sustained. Based on my understanding, irrelevant. Understanding is an irrelevant. Whether you know a fact or don't know a fact is what's relevant, not what you understood. The officials I spoke with told me, hearsay. Next line, I was told that a State Department official, again, hearsay, inadmissible, objection, strike, sustained. Based on my understanding, objection, sustained, hearsay. The White House officials understood the gravity. How do you know what they understood? You have no idea what they understood. They called them and asked them what was understood. And finally, White House officials told me, hearsay, objection, sustained, excluded.
Folks, again, we're going to continue to analyze this. I want to go right to Wes Smith. Wes, you served in our military, retired captain in our armed forces. You've dealt with classified information before. What we're getting as Americans is unprecedented. Readouts between presidents, these phone calls. But also, the when I did Shannon Bream's show last night, the guy that was on the other side of this, whose partner as law firm is representing the whistleblower, he's a liberal, wants to take down the president. But he said, oh, there's been no leaks here. The whole thing started with a leak of classified information. The whole thing started with a leak of a phone call between two world leaders, one of those happening to be the president of the United States. This whistleblower is a leaker.
Absolutely. And this is not the first time it's happened. You recall in the first days of President Trump's administration, there were multiple leaks of private phone calls between President Trump and other world leaders. And this, as Andy said, is not only second, third, and fourth hand conversations that this guy is recollecting. But at the same time, he also went to the White House, started questioning people, and launching basically his own counterintelligence investigation.
This is a pattern in practice within the intelligence community on this. We've had this since the president was first sworn in with leaks of phone transcripts. Will, I want you to get me for the next segment this various country. I think it was two countries there were leaks on phone conversations early on in the presidency. Nothing has changed in that regard. And what Adam Schiff did today, quite frankly, is shredding the Constitution. He starts with that parody nonsense. I mean, realize what this is. This isn't a parody. This puts the national security interests of the United States at risk. And let me ask you a question. Do you think it's good, Adam Schiff, that the president of the United States has a whistleblower in the intel community? On conversations he had with a world leader? Does everybody think, do you think it's good that the transcript had to be released or the White House felt like they had to be? Hold it. That is spying on the president. But I understand what this is. Mueller failed. Russia failed. Now they're focusing on Ukraine. It will fail. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with more of your comments, more calls. For the second half hour of the broadcast, if you don't get the full hour, you know how to do it. ACLJ.org, Periscope, Facebook, and of course on TV, radio stations around the country. Don't forget Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, is out. This is day three since it's been released. Doing great. Your support of that book is easy. Just go to thenextredwave.com. You can find out all the ways to order it. Ebook and a hard copy. You can get both. That wouldn't
and
be so
audio.
Bad. Yeah, and there's also an audio book. And which Jordan actually did the audio.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's available at thenextredwave.com or wherever you get your books.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. So here's what you got. Adam Schiff starts with a parody where he makes up the conversation. He has the actual transcript, but why use the actual transcript when you can make up stuff in order to shred the Constitution, which is exactly 100% what's happened here? Then we already know we've had leaks of president's conversations early on in his administration with Mexico and Australia. Leaks. Now, Wes, if you were to leak material like that when you were handling classified information, you'd be court-martialed.
Absolutely court-martialed. This is a flagrant violation of federal law. Yeah, it's hard to believe that this is actually happening. You mentioned that they're shredding the Constitution. I think our constitutional republic is under attack, not by President Trump, but by the Democrats. And what Adam Schiff is doing is disingenuous. It's insulting, not only to Admiral McGuire, who he tried to trap and trip up today and demean. It's insulting to the American people. And as you watch this, I think what you alluded to is exactly correct. Going forward, because of this dog and pony show by the Democrats, I think foreign leaders will be reluctant to discuss things with any future American president out of fear that it will not be confidential and that due to political whims, it'll be made public.
Harry, let me ask you this, and I've got a question for everybody else. So, Harry, I'm looking at this from a policy perspective, strictly from a policy perspective. The fact that the White House decided to release this out of an abundance of transparency, so they did that. But in actuality, that doesn't, it should have ended this problem. But the reality is, doing that weakens our national, not that the president weakened our national security, but by this nonsense going on in the House, not doing this behind closed doors, by the way, because they want theater, weakens our national security interests.
Absolutely. So what we have, in essence, is a campaign launched by many Democrats who were upset with the results of the 2016 election. And they are prepared to weaken our democracy in order to advance their own unique political objectives. So in essence, they are not putting the interest of the nation first. They're putting the interest of the political parties first. And it's important to note that this is consistent with a pattern that started really in 2015, continued in 2016 with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and James Comey and Andrew McCabe, continued with Robert Mueller and his failed investigation. Essentially, we have a 400-page report that basically demonstrates his inability to conduct a coherent, intelligent investigation of the president. And indeed, it shows there was no obstruction, no conspiracy to work with the Russians. Indeed, there's abundant evidence that shows that the DNC had their own issues with Russian intelligence. And yet now the pattern continues with this whistleblower today.
So, Fan, politically, theater, now we're waiting for the DNI to testify before the Senate Intel Committee. Now, I don't know if that's public or private. That's, I think, private as it's supposed to be. Where do you see this is political theater? If, by the way, if they think that this is, if this piece of paper, if these five pages and the Democrats are going to run this as an impeachment exercise, that's what it is, an exercise in futility, because it will come back to haunt them in ways they can't imagine. Fan?
I think it's an obsession, Jay, but you know, one very quick sub point to the point you've been making. I'm holding that transcript in my hand, Jay, and at the very top, it says declassified by order of who? The president. That's why I'm holding it. That's why Chairman Schiff has it. The reason he didn't read from it, Jay, which, by the way, what a contrast from what we did yesterday. This is the direct evidence. So you read every single word of it. How many words of it did Chairman Schiff read? Not a single one. Instead, he wrote a piece of fiction and read that instead. But Jay, I got to tell you, I think it's an obsession. It appears like they are marching forward with it. Just want the American people to understand, though, as they move forward, what are they using? Not this direct evidence. They're using a piece of fiction that Adam Schiff read this morning.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 800-684-3110. We're going to be a full analysis of all of this. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, day three. It's been out for 3 days now. Your support of that's easy. Just go to thenextredwave.com. Ebook or hardback. They're both available, and they're available in bookstores everywhere. If you're concerned about our country, this is a book you need to read. You need to understand it. The Next Red Wave, available everywhere you buy your books. Back with more in a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to get Andy and Jordan on this point right here, and that is, I just said to our Facebook and Periscope office that they are putting the Constitution at risk. When Benjamin Franklin responded to that woman outside of Liberty Hall and said, "It's a republic, madam, if you can keep it," and Nancy Pelosi quoted that the other day, they're the ones shredding the Constitution, this constitutional republic. They're gloating that the president released a transcript of a conversation he had with the president of Ukraine. They think that's a great thing that they've accomplished. Shame on them. Andy?
It is a shameful thing to do. The president of the United States is vested as the executive officer of the United States with the conduct of foreign relations. There's no question about that. The Constitution is very clear on that. The president of the United States should have the unfettered ability to pick up the phone and to privately converse with the leaders of foreign countries respecting matters of international relations between the United States and those countries, okay, without fear or that anything that is said is going to be exposed to the public. And what they have done is they have shredded that part of the Constitution to bits that permits and authorizes the president to take that action and have presumed to implicate him in something that absolutely did not happen. Look, I read yesterday, and we went through on this program line by line every bit of that transcript, and there is nothing in there that even approaches the garbage that Adam Schiff started the investigation and the hearing in Washington on this morning. And this document, and I'll say it again, this complaint is nothing but hearsay on hearsay on hearsay and should not have been the basis for this individual, whoever he or she was, to take it upon themselves. Who are you to start a counterintelligence investigation of the President of the United States?
You know, did we create these intelligence agencies to spy on our leader? I mean, that's what we've done in the United States of America? Because that's what's happened to President Trump.
Based on hearsay on hearsay.
No, but I mean, literally, we have entire intelligence communities, CIA, DNI, NSA, FBI, DOJ, spying on the American president and then writing transcripts about it and then filing it so that it gets public. Folks, in this, the only person named, other than people you would get from news reports, which the whistleblower cites the news reports, like that's the top secret info, right? Anybody gets those news reports. The only person named is still someone that they didn't actually know if it's true or not. In addition to White House personnel, doesn't name them, by the way, I was told that a State Department official, Mr. T. Ulrich Brickwell, also listened in on the call. That's it. and that other people got it. But so we were supposed to get this whole list of names of people who also heard this call. Guess what? The whistleblower didn't name them. You know why? They only knew about one that possibly was on the call, so they put that in. They have no information. They don't even know if that person was actually on the call. So that was fake news, that we were going to get a whole list of other people who could corroborate this. Fake news. Number two, the first fake news was that Admiral McGuire, and let's use his real title, someone who served our country and rose to the rank of admiral and took this role on begrudgingly because he wanted to serve his country, left running a nonprofit charity to do this, and is the fastest acting director at any kind of almost cabinet-level position to be subpoenaed like this and deal with a situation like this, okay? And he's dealing with it, and this is what we have come to, okay? We have come to the point where these deep state actors and the intelligence community is a wing of the Democrat Party, okay? Because President Trump said he will get rid of the deep state, and he started getting rid of them. He started getting rid of them with Jim Comey. He said, "You're fired, Andrew McCabe. No pension for you. Jim Comey, no more career for you." He went through Peter Strzok. Gone. Okay?
Jim Baker, gone. James Baker, the White House counsel.
Yeah, James Baker,
the,
gone.
The FBI counsel.
And guess what? There will be a whole lot more gone if he gets reelected and the deep state knows it.
That's exactly what that's exactly what this is, Wes. This is exactly what this is. They know precisely where this is going. So what we had was a counterintelligence investigation that was concocted in 2015, and they're doing it again leading up to 2020.
Absolutely.
Same playbook. They lost once, they're going to lose again. But it's the same stinking playbook.
Yes, this is history repeating itself, recent history. And I think the American people, Jay, are tired of this manufactured political drama, as they should be. This obsession by the Democrat Party with attacking the office of the president, it's damaging to our nation, Jay, and they literally do not care. Their political agenda is more important than loyalty to the country. They hate Donald Trump more than they love America.
So let me ask you this, Than, because you said it, they're obsessed with this. Obsessed with this to the point of putting the Constitution at risk? Because that's what it sure appears like.
Well, it looks like it today, and I just underscore what Jordan said. You know, they're picking their narrative before they look at the facts. And let me just give you two examples, one from the media, one from Speaker Pelosi. The media yesterday said that Admiral McGuire was threatening to quit over this. Jay, under oath today, he rejected that as patently false, says, "I've never quit anything in my life, and I never threatened to quit this one." Yesterday, Speaker Pelosi announced this inquiry while at the same time admitting that she had not yet seen the transcript, Jay. So that to me says it's a coordinated effort from both the media and the left in Washington to advance their narrative no matter what the facts said, because they choose the narrative, Jay, before the facts are even read, or in the case of Adam Schiff, before the fictional piece of narrative is even made up and read.
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is I've said it's political theater. It is political theater. But the first thing in there, Andy, you said this in the first half, I'm going right back to it. Hearsay on hearsay in a U.S. district court. You could not get that evidence admitted. In the Superior Court of Glenn County, you could not get that admitted.
Definitely not there. It's not going to happen in Glenn County or in Wayne Appling or any of our other counties in South Georgia. Any county in any state in the country is going to say, "Yes, tell me you were deeply disturbed by what transpired and what White House officials told you in their retelling." You were told by White House, and based on my understanding, the officials I spoke with, I was told that a State Department official, don't say who told you that, and based on my understanding, and on and on and on and on, Jay, I've looked at this complaint. It is inadmissible evidence. It is garbage. It is sand on sand. Nothing in this would be admissible in a court of law of the United States. Why does it form a basis for a counterintelligence investigation of an investigation of the president? It shouldn't.
All right, we're going to go to the phones, 800-684-3110. Let's go to line one. Jeff is calling from Texas. Jeff?
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Gentlemen, God bless you, and thank you for your tireless work. Please hear me out, and I'll hang up.
Okay.
Why is Adam Schiff not being held accountable for falsifying this document and making a mockery and a spectacle of our president and the United States? Thank you.
I want to play for you. It's a great question, Jeff. I'm going to play for you this nonsense from Adam Schiff, who should be embarrassed. Embarrassed. by what he said, what he did, and his disrespect to the office of the President of the United States. Listen to what he said.
This is the essence of what the President communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
Shame on you, Adam Schiff. First of all, when we come back from the break, I'm going to break this down word by word and compare it to the actual transcript of the conversation. This isn't a Saturday Night Live skit, although it kind of looked like what they were performing today was. But I'm going to tell you something. You understand what they're doing to the country here? Do you understand what they're doing to the United States of America? Do you understand what is at stake for our children and our grandchildren? This is a threat. When you start ripping up the Constitution or making statements like this or releases, you know, I understand why the White House released the transcript, but what a sad state of affairs that was politically necessary. I mean, Harry, give me a 30-second thing here. I think about that from a policy perspective. It's such a bad long-term policy for the United States.
Absolutely. So we put the nation's national security at risk. Why? Because the Democrats are committed to an illusion driven by irrational hatred of a duly elected president. So they are willing to sacrifice national security. They are willing to sacrifice our relationships internationally, all for one purpose, short-term political gain, and that's a shame.
So I'm doing a live signing, it'll be on Facebook, event of the book. So if you want a signed copy of the book, The Next Red Wave, today, and you can watch me sign it live, get your questions in. We'll take some questions by phone, take some questions written in as well. Go to premiercollectibles.com/wave. premiercollectibles.com/wave. I'm doing that today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The Next Red Wave.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Schiff is speaking right now. Let's see what the little Adam Schiff is saying to the press. Of course, after he's been shredding the Constitution today, take a listen. Here he is
investigate
talking.
Investigate anything except the president's adversaries or claims that give a fodder to the conspiracy theories which the president wishes to peddle, which indeed the president was peddling with President Zelensky. And so as the inspector generals appear not to have jurisdiction, according to the Department of Justice, to look into this, as the department is unwilling to look into this, this will fall within our responsibility.
Mr. Chairman, will you specifically seek interviews with Rudy Giuliani, with Bill Barr, and will you subpoena for those transcripts that were allegedly stored that were separate from this individual phone?
I'm not going to get into specific investigative steps at this point, but as I made clear in the questions I had for the director today, I think each and every one of these allegations, given their seriousness, given that no one is looking into this and no one has been apart from this committee for the last month, that these urgent matters need to be thoroughly investigated. Now, we are going to move as expeditiously as possible. Of course, it's been the history of this administration prior to this very graphic exception of the publishing of this call record and the provision of the complaint.
I mean, you know, you realize what this is. I mean, let's be honest. This is nonsense, but it's hurting the country. Let's grab some calls.
Yeah, we got to get to really people's calls. Let's go to Nancy, California, line two. You're on the air.
And Art, you're going to be next. So Nancy, go ahead.
Hi, fellas. I have to say, I'm just so frustrated with this whole thing because it just keeps happening. And I think Trump needs to stop recognizing their accusations. Like each time he argues it and feels like he needs to defend himself, that gives them airtime. And, you know, in most cases, transparency might be good, but not in today's times. Because the next accusation, Trump needs to go on TV and just say to them, prove it, and then walk away.
You know what? We talk about it, though, Nancy, in the next red wave, elections have consequences. And in the midterms, the Trump voters, unfortunately, they didn't show up. The conservatives, a lot of evangelicals, they didn't show up in the midterms. Nancy Pelosi took back the House. And that's why we're in this situation, because people didn't show up to vote. There were enough Republicans and Trump voters, plenty. Turnout was so much lower to have made things where we would never be at this point. But Than, we are at this point because, as we say in the next red wave, and though it's often repeated, we have an entire chapter on it, that elections have consequences. And when you lose, these are the consequences.
Yeah, Jordan, look, I think the American people see through this, but this really goes back to a caller we had that said, who's going to hold Adam Schiff responsible? Look, that's our job. I mean, that we have that power in the United States of America. That's the voters' job. If they want to choose truth and choose, you know, hard evidence over fictional stories, they have that opportunity at the ballot box. And Jordan, quickly, I know you got to go to other calls, but let me just make one other point here. I would say the administration's done a pretty good job of continuing to do their job. This week at the United Nations, Jordan, I cannot tell you how heartened I have been to see them making the asks of the United Nations on religious freedom and life that we have been making for decades, largely without the help of the United States. This administration, even the face of that, Jordan, they've been doing that job this week and last.
All right, back to the phone calls. Who did we say? Art would be next. Art in California, line five.
Hey, guys, great job, Jay and team, for such a time as this. Thank you. And I understand that you guys can't do it alone. It's the American people that need to stand up and rise at the booths and definitely make it known out there. It's just a sad state of affairs, what we're going through. And I don't even think it's the Democratic Party anymore. I want to just say it's a party of treason, because what they are doing and what their goal is above and beyond.
It's the socialist party now, Art, and that socialists will use any means necessary to fundamentally change a country. That's what socialists do. And as we write about in the next red wave, this team of liberals, we say it directly, they are going to try and take Trump down by whatever means necessary, working alongside the intelligence community. I mean, Wes, the intelligence community was not founded to spy on American presidents. Mm-hmm. It was founded to spy on foreign governments and adversaries, not the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, this is so twisted. You know, some things, Jordan, are sacred. They're sacrosanct to the office of the president, no matter who occupies it, to the intel community and national security, as you mentioned, to the Constitution. And it appears that the Democrats are willing to sacrifice all of these things simply for political gain. It is serious. It is shameful. It should not be happening.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joseph in Arkansas, line 3. Joseph, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey guys. My question is, this whistleblower stated that there were many sources for hers or his information. And why would all those sources pick this one person to tell all their knowledge to? And were their laws broken by these people telling this whistleblower this stuff? And why hasn't the whistleblower's name
been
leaked?
Because if the whistleblower wasn't supposed to have access to this, and they were sharing classified information, even if they had a ranking, but they weren't, they didn't have they weren't brought in on this topic, and they were just overhearing this, and that's what they keep using in the complaint. It's, I heard this, people told me this, I heard this. Doesn't name any of those people. The only person named are people that you could have read in press reports, which is the whistleblower points out. So, and then one person at the State Department who is named, who the whistleblower says may have been on the call. The rest is just White House officials or people here, people there, and told me this, they told me that. I didn't actually hear the call. I didn't actually get a transcript. A readout, which by the way is not a transcript. A readout is like me telling you what happened on the radio show that day, which I do every day on Instagram in 15 seconds. Okay? I do it for Instagram right after the show. It's 15 seconds long. What did we do on the show? That's like a readout of a phone call. Yeah, hey, what happened? That's as much as this whistleblower got. We saw more than the whistleblower had, and we got the transcript yesterday. And when you look at this complaint, it's pretty clear, because they were basing it all, a lot of it, on public reporting, and some of it, I'm sure, is just absolutely made-up junk. Than this is the problem with Washington, D.C. right now. It's why, as the caller said, people have got to rise up. We're going to fight back aggressively. We've got members of the president's legal team. We do that outside of our roles, the ACLJ. That's what I wrote about in the Next Red Wave with my two colleagues, Matt Clark and Ben Sisney. The American people have got to rise up against this attempt to overthrow our government.
Yeah, the caller nailed this one, Jordan. The firsthand sources, the one who were in the room, Jordan, they didn't report it because they didn't see it as a problem. It was only the secondhand sources that did that. And look, all we can do is put the truth out there, put the transcripts out there. We read every word of it yesterday. After that, Jordan, just like you wrote about, the power's not with us. The power's with the American people to vote and then to follow up with advocacy and make sure that the truth wins out. That really is in the hands of the American people.
I mean, the fact that it was even the question asked, and I'll finish with this. A Republican congressman asked Admiral McGuire, do you believe that presidents are entitled to withhold their communications from Congress if it's a whistleblower case? And what Admiral McGuire said, the president, when he conducts diplomacy and deals with foreign heads of state, has every right to have that information be held within the White House and the executive branch. And if yesterday, and I think the transmission of the call is unprecedented, and I think that other future leaders, when they interact with our head of state, might be more cautious with what they say and reduce the interaction they have with our head of state. And that causes a national security threat. That damages our country. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, you are enemies of the Constitution. You are enemies of America. We will defeat you. Get your copy of The Next Red Wave. Get your roadmap on how to do it, folks. Just came out this week. I mean, can you imagine the timing of this, folks? TheNextRedWave.com. Get your book today. We have got to win this one. Okay? They're coming at you strong. We got to fight back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online